This show contains mature truth content. Listener discretion is advised. Attention, corrupt politician and corporate heads, or any dumbass that needs to be taken down. Congratulations. You have just pissed off the loudest speaker of Brooklyn. Louis B. is an American and loves liberty, especially his freedom of speech. Declaring war on all bullshit lunching. Info Katusha rockets into the enemy's camp. Broadcasting live from the forest of hate. This is the Crotch Shot Radio Show. And now here's your host, Louis B.
Hey, how you doing? Welcome to the Crotch Shot Radio Show, where we kick the issues in the balls. We are on an active war on bullshit. We will do anything we can to expose bullshit. The ends sometimes justify the means. So if you're angry and want the truth exposed, then strap in and prepare to be shot. If you can't accept it, then fucketh offeth right now if. I am your host, Louis B. I don't hold my tongue or censor myself. I attack the issues that I don't agree with and drag them into the light. I will do anything and anything to expose bullshit wherever it may be. So there you go. Strap in, shut your mouth, enjoy. This is, today we're doing news and commentary. The Rise of the Moose. The Rise of the Moosins. Yes, that's right. Got Bambi 3, Rise of the Moose. Moose. The moose is loose. What's up? Yeah, today we're doing news and commentary. I'm also doing a little bit of open discussion. So you guys want to call in. If anybody wants to call in, here's the number.
Call the Crotch Shot Radio Show now at 724-444-7444. Call ID 23980.
So yeah, before we get started, we need the prayer for good radio from the Honorable Reverend X. Reverend X, take it away.
In the name of Jesus, repeat it after me, bitch. I come in the name of Jesus by the power of the Holy Spirit. God Almighty, you know, ruler of heaven and earth and every goddamn thing in between. You understand me now? You trust in the devil, huh? Well, if God send the devil in the name of Jesus by the power of the Holy Spirit, then motherfucker, you fucked up, huh? You fucked up, huh? You know your ass is doomed. What you got to speak? If you don't know shit to speak on this topic I'm bringing up, shut your goddamn ass up. Man, I come in the name of Jesus by the power of the Holy Spirit. Don't matter how you come with me. Is you down doing what I'm talking about doing? Lawyers, and get this book open. Trained in these words to get the poor, the fatherless, and the widows up out of them penitentiaries. Is you down with that? You ain't down with that? Shut your goddamn ass up.
Amen, Reverend X. Yeah, let's get started. There is there's a lot of posters being put up in neighborhood businesses, and in fact, I'm gonna go around to every business, and I'm gonna tell them either they take down these signs, or I'm never gonna shop there, and I'm gonna make sure I'm gonna document them not to shop there, because this movie is dangerous. Very dangerous. Even though my neighborhood became very, very liberal, which means they want the government to take care of them. They need the government to take care of them. And you know what happens when you have a whole bunch of liberals? You know what idea starts seeping in? Communism. You have the Communist Party of the United States putting up posters on every grocery store window, every restaurant window in my neighborhood of Brooklyn, with this movie that they made of a speech being made by what I don't even know how to pronounce the fucker's name, Bob Avakian, A V A K I A N, and he's a communist. And as we know, communism is dangerous. Communism does not solve anything. Communism, you know, it's all about giving up your rights in order for the government to protect you. This is what we're fighting against. This is what we are. And they're like, oh, well, it's the free market system that is the reason why we're in the way we are. No. Tell you the truth, we're not in a truly free market society. If we were in a true free market society, the shit in Wall Street wouldn't have gone down the way it did. If the government protections that we already had in place, called the law that prosecutes against fraud, would have stepped in instead of allowed this shit to go on, we wouldn't be in the shit we're in. But unfortunately, but also, you know, people made bad investments. That is the nature of making investments. That is the nature of playing the stock market. It's like a crapshoot. Your stocks go up, your stocks go down, something major happens, the whole shit busts. But of course, not to mention the money that's being printed out of thin air. You know, we got, not to mention the money that's being printed out of thin air with no, with no oversight, really, because the Federal Reserve does not get any oversight, which is why Ron Paul and like-minded congressmen are demanding you edit the Fed, that we edit the Fed. The Fed needs to be audited. Because where the fuck is the money going? And especially since I posted an article a few days ago that the Fed actually made money. They actually made a profit in 2009. Yet we're still in bad shape. I don't care what the fuck the president says. We're still in bad shape. But back to this douche nozzle called this revolution, trying to co-opt the revolution that Ron Paul started, people actually looking into conservative ideals, people who want to truly be free and not let the government tell them what to do and not let the government run their every aspect of their lives. I mean, come on, revolution is not the answer. Look how bad they're doing in Cuba. They ran out of fucking toilet paper. If someone sneezes the wrong way, their economy is fucked. China, I'm like, oh, China, well, what about the Chinese? China is moving towards a free market system. They're moving closer to a free market system. If they keep going the rate they're going to be the new United States. The people are going to be like, you know, get the fuck out of here with this communist shit. I want to make money. And people are trying to make money. You know what? You bust your ass, you're going to want to see some payment. Why do you think I do the Crotch Shot Radio Show? I bust my ass doing the Crotch Shot Radio Show. You didn't know why? Because I want to make money doing it. I want to make money entertaining you. I want to make money educating you. But in the communist system, not only will I not be able to do what I do, you know, everyone gets paid the same, no matter what effort they put in. So let's say I can just be all lazy and I'll still get a paycheck. That does not inspire innovation. That does not inspire anything. And you want to say, oh, well, you know, communist Russia, they came up with shit. They were copying us at certain point. They're like, oh, we can do the exact same thing they do, but better. But they were copying us. Moscow almost looked like Times Square in New York City. Just straight copying. That is not innovation. Innovation is, oh, here's something new. It's not just copying, you know, because anybody could copy and be like, oh, yeah, look, wait, we're doing the same thing you're doing. And look, it collapsed. You, There is no way, and right now we're learning the lesson. We can't constantly print money, and pay off debt, you know, with fake money, pretty much. Because we, United States is not a truly free market society. It's really a mixed economy, because the government has a hand in everything. It's put its hand in everything. It owns fucking GM. It owns some financial institutions that it's bailed out. And of course, they're not, you know, but you got, so we got this asshole posting up freaking posters. Video's gonna be coming out about it soon. We got some, you know, so, do not anger the moose. Fucking mooses. Can't be fucking with mooses. But, you know, it's really, look, in fact, let me get this, this thing I did. I mean, because you can't be, let me see if I can find it, because I actually did a little clip about the Communist Manifesto, which is why I'm so anti-communist, really. Here, check this out. This is a holiday one, so disregard holiday references and shit.
This holiday season, instead of thinking of which fucking iPod to buy and rushing to stores and crushing Walmart employees, here's something to think about. Read from the Citizens Rulebook, a summary of the Communist Manifesto. Communist Manifesto represents a misguided philosophy which teaches the citizens to give up their rights for the sake of the common good, but it always ends in a police state. This is called preventative justice. Control is the key concept. These are 10 points to look out. Abolition of private property. Heavy progressive income tax. Abolition of all rights of inheritance. Confiscation of property of all immigrants and rebels. A central bank. Government control of communications and transportation. Government ownership of factories and agriculture. Government control of labor. Corporate farms. Regional planning. Government control of education. Can anyone see this happening now in the United States? In the Constitutional Republic of the United States. Something to think about. Happy holidays from the Crotch Shot Radio Show.
It always ends in a police state. It always ends in a police state. You give up your rights and property for security. One of our forefathers said, you give up your rights for security, you lose both. And now we got this asshole. Oh, we're going to talk shit. Oh, you know, it's the free market system is the reason why we're in it. And you know what? Any uneducated morons, uninformed idiots, are going to follow this. Freaking liberal douchebags that are walking around in my neighborhood with a fucking hammer and sickle are going to like, oh, this is a good idea, yes, you know. I tell you what, Ron Paul supporters hit hard. You try anything, I know, freedom of speech, but if these motherfuckers are going to try to take away our freedom of speech, then it's up to us to defend it. And I'm not talking about using violence, even though I just said, yeah, we're going to hit hard. But I mean, we're gonna start hitting hard with the truth. We will do a counterattack on this. And they're doing this smart too, because they're actually going after Spanish speaking people as well. And which got me fucking scared, because you know, especially, this is another reason why, again, problem with the 9/11 truth movement. They do not cater to Spanish speaking people. They don't. The biggest army they could rise up and freaking really start disseminating the fucking lies that the Spanish media spews out, they don't take advantage. I tried to take advantage, I get smacked down because everyone, oh, you're a racist for calling your group We Are Change Latino. Oh, why is it gotta be We Are Change? Why can't you call it by the name of the city? Oh, why can't you do this? Why can't you do that? Bunch of fucking short-minded motherfucking mental midgets in all fucking directions is all I fucking see. Nothing but fucking mental midgets. Nothing but, you know, take advantage of the freaking opportunity you have. You want to get support? You want to piss off a group of people that will stand up and start protesting and will fight and will do shit to make shit better for themselves? Yeah, piss off the Puerto Ricans. Piss off the Hispanics. Piss off the Latinos. Piss them off. Because if you allow the New World Order, you allow people, scumbags like this Bob Akavian, communist, and do that to piss them off and give them the wrong information? Oh, shit. We are Latino City. Oh, fuck, we are changing. Yeah, pretty much. Bunch of fucking racists and, you know, really a lot of fucking racists in the 9/11 truth movement. Fucking short-sighted fucks. Always trying to make something out of nothing. Oh, why you call yourself Louis B? How come you don't go by your real name? Oh, yeah. You know, really, it's a freaking variation. It is a variation of my real name, assholes. God damn, you know, like no one goes by a fucking handle. Fucking everybody making assumptions. Ugh, God, I hate communists. Now I'm pissed off I'm going on a fucking change again. Anyways, with that, the video is coming out soon about that. I'm going to make a nice good expose about that shit. And with that being said, moving on to our next article we got here. Save WikiLeaks. WikiLeaks is a website that publishes anonymous submissions and leaks of sensitive government, corporate, organizational, or religious documents while attempting to preserve the anonymity and untraceability of its contributors. Within 1 year of its December 2006 launch, its database had grown to more than 1.2 million documents, leading to many front-page newspaper articles and political reforms. Due to financial constraints, the site has currently suspended all operations other than submission of material. There is no precise indication as to when the site will resume full operation. This is where you come in. Go to WikiLeaks.org. This is what they say on their site. To contribute on the rising raising the funds necessary to keep us alive into 2010, we have reluctantly suspended all other operations until January 18th. Unfortunately, they still suspended because they don't have the money, and it's January 27th. We have received hundreds of thousands of pages from corrupt banks, the U.S. detainee system, the Iraq War, China, the UN, and many others that we do not currently have resources to release. You could change that, and by doing so, change the world. Even $10 will put one of these reports into another 10,000 hands, and $1,000, a million. We have raised just over, this is probably an old number already, so mind you, this is not fairly recent. We have raised just over $130,000 for this year, but cannot meaningfully continue operations until costs are covered. These amount to just under $200,000. If staff are paid, our regularly budget is $600,000. The Sunshine Press, WikiLeaks, is a nonprofit organization funded by human rights campaigners, investigative journalists, technologies, and the general public. Through your support, we have exposed significant injustice around the world, successfully fighting off over 100 legal attacks in the process. Although our work produces reforms daily and is the recipient of numerous prestigious awards, including the 2008 Economist Freedom of Expression Award, as well as the 2009 Amnesty International New Media Award, these accolades do not pay the bills. Nor can we accept government or corporate funding and maintain our absolute integrity. It is your strong support alone that preserves our continued independence and strength. We here at Crotch Out Radio Show use the site to stay informed and get insider info to fight this info war. Please help us help you and donate to WikiLeaks. Do not send us the money. Go to WikiLeaks.org to donate. So definitely, we used WikiLeaks a lot when it was available. It helped us do a lot of research on articles that we were writing. We really need WikiLeaks open. So definitely tell your friends, tell your family, anyone who's into freedom, anyone who wants the truth exposed, anyone who basically wants to help us shove something up the New World Order's ass and really fight it. We need the information. We need information exposed. We need to be able to run with this. We need to be able to do research and really just get the word out. Because without WikiLeaks, I don't know how else, because people are too afraid to submit stuff that, otherwise.
Oh, man. Excuse me.
So definitely go to WikiLeaks.org. Even $10, even $5, help them out. Begging. Again, this is not for Crotch Out Radio Show. We don't get a cut of the money. I just post this because, I really love WikiLeaks. I already donated $10 myself. I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I believe in WikiLeaks. Tell your family, spread the word, save WikiLeaks. Got it. All right. With that being said, Barack Obama, change we can deceive in. This is by Lori Price from legitgov.org from August 2009. President Barack Obama is selling out the left wing of his party. Those who contributed $750 million to his campaign for change quicker than a Blue Cross rate rise in August. Mr. Obama won the Democratic nomination and the presidency on a wave of anti-Bush sentiments and the promise of change we can believe in. But when the assertions and actions of the Obama administration are critically examined, a conclusion can be drawn that the key difference thus far between Barack Obama and George W. Bush is their choice in breed of White House pet bipartisanship. The bane of Obama's first 8 months as president is providing the groundwork for an extended, albeit educated, charming Bush-lite administration. Those of us on the left are fearing a Bush-ultra administration wrapped in populist rhetoric and disguised as everything but the same. Barack Obama's meteorological nightmare, nuclear leaks, and response tested Obama in Senate by Mike McIntyre back in 2008. When residents in Illinois voiced outrage 2 years ago upon learning that Exelon Corporation had not disclosed radioactive leaks at one of its nuclear plants, the state's freshman senator, Barack Obama, took up their cause. Mr. Obama scolded Exelon and federal regulators for inaction and introduced a bill to require all plant owners to notify state and local authorities immediately of even small leaks. He also boasted of it on the campaign trail while telling a crowd in Iowa in December that it was the only nuclear legislation that I passed. A close look at the path of his legislation tells a very different story. While he initially fought to advance the bill, Mr. Obama eventually rewrote it to reflect changes sought by Senate Republicans, Exelon, and nuclear regulators. The new bill removed the language mandating prompt reporting and simply offered guidance to regulators, whom it charged with addressing the issue of unreported leaks. Those revisions propelled the bill through a crucial committee, but contrary to Mr. Obama's comments in Iowa, it ultimately died and primarily wrangling in a full Senate. So yeah, he's a fucking weak motherfucker, really, is what's going on. Now PayPal. Oh wow. Okay. All right. This just in. Thanks, Kev. This is from. Oh wow. This is from Monday. WikiLeaks is a fantastic PayPal freezes WikiLeaks. WikiLeaks.org's assets yet again. WikiLeaks is a fantastic resource that too many corporations and government agencies wish would just go away. The site highlights strategic edits that prejudiced organizations make to too many companies and official agencies have been caught trying to obscure or delete information that many that might paint them negatively. The great news for people who value freedom and transparency, but bad news for companies who are trying to engage in cover-ups. WikiLeaks detractors have gone after the site a few times, and one of their favorite tactics seems to be trying to force PayPal to shut down WikiLeaks' account, freezing their assets in process. That means the donation-driven site can't pay its hosting bills. Now, PayPal has shut down WikiLeaks' account yet again. According to the website, PayPal, as of the 23rd of January 2010, frozen WikiLeaks assets. This is the second time that this happens. That the last time we struggled for more than half a year to resolve this issue by working with the respected and recognized German foundation Raoul Hollenstiefel, we tried to avoid this from happening again without avail. The problem is that PayPal is all too eager to freeze money and avoids legal controversy whenever possible. It is downright callow that companies continue to try to shut down WikiLeaks for essentially reporting publicly available information. But I think it's about time WikiLeaks to stop doing business with PayPal. This is just going to happen again and again and again. That is true. There are other alternatives to PayPal. What's this other one called? I forgot what the other one is called. Oh, AlertPay. AlertPay is just like PayPal. They can do business with. So there you go. There needs to be more people putting people in check. So, I don't know. I mean, look, why don't they make a new site? I don't know. Possibly because, for them to do that, it still takes money and they're fighting people legally. They're still in courts fighting legally for releasing information. Okay, so there you go. I mean, you can read that on their site, WikiLeaks. There are like 200 court cases that they're dealing with right now. So I think that's why they need money to actually fight these scumbags back. I mean, really, just go to WikiLeaks.org. You can probably, you're probably going to have to go around PayPal if they're going to be playing games like this. Look at that. Look, here it is. Donate online. They already. Oh wow, they just updated this like within. Yeah, they just updated this. Okay. Wow. They must have did this today, a few minutes ago actually. All right. Well, yeah, you can donate online. They took out the PayPal. You can donate by credit card via Tippit. Tippit button below goes to WikiLeaks tip jar. You could pay by Visa card, MasterCard, American Express, and Ideal. You could even do a bank transfer via Money Bookers. Choose a currency and donation amount below. Then click donate button to go to Money Bookers site to donate. You can they still got the PayPal option, but you know. After that, I wouldn't go with the PayPal, like, either Tippit or Money Bookers. Definitely donate as much as you can. I mean, really, when it comes down to it, I mean, look, this is going to make me sound bad, but I think the Haitian people are going to be all right. Their government was corrupt in the beginning, and they're still going to be fucked up. So, really, go after WikiLeaks so that way we could take out the problems of this world and start exposing them and really just give us the tools to even, you know, even like reverse engineer like an info weapon so that way we could educate people and inform them on what alternative things to do to really hurt these people hurt these people financially. And hey, and you know what? We can't be sued for slander because if it's an actual document and it's a real document, hey, we're not pulling shit out of our ass. That's why we need WikiLeaks. I can't stress this enough. We need WikiLeaks. Anyways, I gotta take a quick break. This is the Crotch Shot Radio Show, kicking the issues in the balls. We'll be right back after these messages. Please, and also help us out by, you know, clicking some ads. If you see a Google ad there where you're listening, can you like control left click? You know, just click it, please. Just control left click so that way you stay on the page. You know, help us out, you know, by clicking that there. Also, check out our store. We got a store there, so definitely hit us up there. In fact, I'm probably gonna post a t-shirts thing there soon. So, all right, this is Crotch Shot Radio Show, kicking the issues in the balls. We'll be right back. This segment of the Crotch Shot Radio Show was sponsored by No Sweat, 100% union made apparel. Just check them out. Go to thecrotchshotradioshow.com and click the top banner. That is No Sweat Apparel. When you go there, tell them the Crotch Shot Radio Show sent you.
Would you consider that torture?
Absolutely torture.
You do?
Absolutely. I mean, that's drowning.
Independent voters are now the biggest proportion of our electorate.
This is going to be a public relations, trust your government and your health officials, public campaign.
Smashing through the left-right paradigm, it's the Crotch Shot Radio Show, where we kick the issues in the balls. Listen live at TalkShoe and check out our blog at www.crotchshotradio.com.
When you visit the Crotch Shot Radio Show website, please make it a habit to click on two or three of the small Google ads. Google pays Crotch Shot Radio a few cents per click-through. We know that Google is a mainstream outlet, but we are using their tools in order to spread the truth. Please visit CrotchShotRadio.com every day. Are you tired of all the bullshit in the world? The time for political correctness is over. Listen to the Crotch Shot Radio Show, hosted by Louis B. with Betty Carnero and Enemy Combatant, live Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 5 p.m. Eastern on CrotchShotRadio.com. Delivery.com, the website that provides fast and easy online ordering from restaurants and caterers in your neighborhood. Some of the benefits of Delivery.com: save money with exclusive restaurant specials. No more busy singles waiting on hold or rummaging through piles of menus. Discover new restaurants and merchants in your neighborhood. Earn points on every order which you can redeem for prices. Sign up today. Place an order with Delivery.com today and get 1,000 free delivery points. And exclusively for Crotch Shot Radio Show listeners, enter promo code TCSR69. For an additional 2,000 bonus points, only from Delivery.com.
Believe it or not, you could get a professional custom logo designed for under $50. Logo Nerds provides small businesses affordable logos custom made to your specifications. And satisfaction is always guaranteed. The Logo Nerds banner on CrotchShotRadio.com and get a logo done for $27.
1, 2, ready.
Obama, 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 Obama,
Obama, Obama, Obama,
Obama, Obama, Obama, Obama, Obama, he's on to save the day.
This is Glenn Z. Are you sick and tired of all the mindless Obama worship in the mainstream media? If so, please consider visiting my website, www.wearechangenewjersey.org.
Truth Brigade Radio, live Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 p.m. Central, only on AmericanFreedomRadio.com.
Listen to Time for Hemp, hosted by Casper Leach, on Tuesdays and Thursdays, 5 to 7 p.m. Central, only on AmericanFreedomRadio.com.
This is war!
Well, we got some more news when it comes to the naked, full-body, naked body scanners. You have no rights, period. This is from TheGuardian.UK. Airline passengers have no right to refuse naked body scanners. Ministers ignore human rights advice and rule out option of pat-down search when scanner goes on trial at Heathrow next week. Airline passengers will have no right to refuse to go through a full-body scanner when the devices are introduced at Heathrow Airport next week, ministers have confirmed. The option of having a full-body pat-down search instead offered to passengers at U.S. airports will not be available despite warnings from the government's Equality and Human Rights Commission that the scanners which reveal naked bodies breach privacy rules under the Human Rights Act. Well, if you guys... excuse me. Sorry, I'm sorry for coming. as some of you may know, the UK does not have the same... Their people don't enjoy the same rights that we do here. Their rights are privilege, really. They have a privilege. They're right, you know, it's not a right, it's a privilege for them over there. Over here, we actually have rights, it's on paper, it's, you know, we're Americans, so this is what we are entitled to. Their rights, they're not entitled to rights there. That's how it is. Oh, goodness, why? Okay, hold on. Yes? Yeah, hello? I'm doing the show. Alright, bye. Alrighty, yeah. People call me while I'm in the middle of the show. It's hilarious. We got Lake County Ghost Hunters in the talk show chat. What's up, big ups? Kev, big ups. What's up? We got people also in the in the Crutch Out Radio. We got Anonymous. We also got Kev. We got Bambi 3 talking about mooses and shit. Oh, no, Bambi's not there. So, yeah, thanks for everyone coming on again. But here, back to the story here. The transport minister, Paul Clark, told MPs a random selection of passengers will go through the new scanners at UK airports. The machine's introduction will be followed later this year by extra trace scanners, which can detect liquid explosives. A draft code of practice covering privacy and health issues is being discussed in Whitehall. Clark dealt with concerns raised by the Commons Home Affairs Select Committee about the ability of airports abroad to upgrade their security to similar levels by indicating that extra support and help was under discussion. Lord West, the counterterrorism minister, told the MPs the government had firmly ruled out the introduction of religious or ethnic profiling into transport security. Instead, he said airport security staff were being trained in behavioral profiling, which meant spotting passengers who had paid cash, were traveling with only a book or luggage on a long-haul flight, or were behaving erratically at the airport. He said that the decision to raise the terror threat level to severe, meaning an attack was highly likely but not imminent, had been taken by security service officials at the Joint Terrorism Analysis Center last Friday. The decision, thought to be based on an increase in intelligence traffic on threats from Yemen, was confirmed by the Home Secretary, Alan Johnson. West refused the discussion. Okay, I'm tripping over my own tongue like I got a big fucking tongue like a retard. West refused to discuss the intelligence behind the discussion, saying he was not going to jeopardize getting the bastards. The body scanner trials, which are due to start at Heathrow next week, will involve a machine that has spotted the type of concealed device used in the Detroit airline bombing attempt. What they fail to say is that MI6 knew about the son of a bitch 3 years ago. They knew about him. He was on a fucking no-fly list in the UK. And now everyone has to pay for their government's mistakes. Like, we have to pay for our government's mistakes. We have to go through the fucking body scanners where the fucking threat came from outside of the country. I don't see no one in America fucking lighting their nuts on fire. The only American terrorist which I can think of, which I'm going to have to start looking into, is John Walker Lynn. That's the only American threat I ever heard, if he's even a real threat. If some of you remember him, he was sentenced to 20 years in prison a few years back for being an American Al-Qaeda. So he got 20 years for being a enemy combatant, and he's white, so he got off. He was able to get a lawyer and shit. How nice. You know? Where everybody else is... It's ridiculous. So, with that... the threat is coming from outside of the country, yet we still have to pay for their mistakes. It's just ridiculous. It really is. So, moving on. How do you think Obama's going to be remembered? There's a new video there. Will he be remembered as the first black president? Or will he be remembered as the first black president that fucked shit up? You know, I'm going to remember him as the first motherfucker that used the race card to get elected. Obama's going to be the first... affirmative action hire. That's how I'm going to remember him. I'm going to remember him as the Black Bush. Really? And also, what I've been actually warning people about for almost a year already, Alex Jones co-opts Texans for accountable government's Austin PD protest. A planned protest turned ugly yesterday when liberty activists turned on each other at an event held on the steps of the Austin Police Department headquarters regarding the Austin Police Department and the BATF's decision to shut down the long-running and legally held Texas gun shows on January 16th and 17th. Talk show host and filmmaker Alex Jones was invited yet refused to speak at yesterday's protest, which was sponsored by Texans for Accountable Government. In fact, I'm gonna try to call this reporter right now. See if he wants to come on for an interview and talk about this. This should be, interesting. Okay. His name, the writer of this article, his name is Jet Lacey. Let me see if we can get Jet Lacey on the line. Alrighty, calling him about this whole debacle with Alex Jones. Hopefully he picks up. Oh, goodness.
Hey, this is Jet.
Alrighty, he didn't pick up. Let me try calling him on the cell phone and, uh. Alrighty. Calling now. My God.
Hey, this is Jeff. Did we message you out here? Otherwise, I'll find your number on caller ID and call you back. Have a good day.
Bye. At the tone, please record your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options. To leave a callback number, press 5.
Hey, Jet, this is Louis B., host of the Crotch Shot Radio Show. Wanted to talk to you about your article about Alex Jones. Try calling you on Skype. This is my cell phone number, so feel free to call me back. See if we can set something up. All right, Jet, have a good day. All right, bye. Okay, then. That was a waste of time. Colossal waste of time. Okay, well, let me read this. We got the article up on CrotchShotRadio.com. Talk show host and filmmaker Alex Jones was invited yet refused to speak at yesterday's protest, January 25th, which was sponsored by Texans for Accountable Government, True Seekers, and the Ladies of Liberty Alliance. Instead, Jones co-opted the event by using his bullhorn and drawn out the event's scheduled speaker to drown out the event's scheduled speakers. In a YouTube video chronicling the takeover of the event by Jones and the ensuing tumult, Catherine Blemish, executive director of the Liberty Restoration Project, confronted Jones regarding his comments that they were new activists and they didn't know what they were doing. To which Jones replied, "Well, I say that to you, yes." An off-camera and unnamed activist then asked for the reason why Jones didn't work with the event's organizers, to which Jones replied, "Well, I'm sorry, I brought 80% of the people here. While much of the audio is unintelligible due to the ambient sound," Blish informs Jones, "many people worked really hard on this event," to which Jones replied again, "You don't know what you're doing." Jones also says during the exchange, "You got a hard-on for me, and I'll be here in 20 years. You know what they say, too many cooks trying to make a name for themselves always spoil the broth." In fact, in the following article, I wrote like a little article here based on two videos, three videos, one of which was taken down by We Are Change Austin. What the fuck is wrong with Alex Jones? I've had my suspicions about Alex Jones since I was kicked out of We Are Change New York for questioning Luke Radowski about the finances, which is why I put up with attacks and threats from other truthers. Other truthers assume that since I question Luke and Alex, that I'm a Fed or COINTELPRO or trying to cause division. For the record, I am not. For those of you who know me, see that I have tried to give myself freely and without asking from anything in return. All I ever wanted was to be at service. However, 90% of this movement are sheeple themselves. They just accept what Alex or Luke says and don't do the research for themselves. There is no evolution to the revolution. If Alex or Luke are not COINTELPRO, they still need to be put in check and realize that the position they put themselves in, they are leaders, and as leaders, they serve the people. Also, since they are the face of the movement, it is them the media looks to describe how other truthers act. So if their behavior is wrong, it makes us all look bad. The movement only works if we work together, meaning we help each other come up and be heard. Not trying to keep someone down because it would interfere with your activism. Unfortunately, there are too many glory hogs in this movement, and it must stop. So again, we had the video with Kathleen Bleich, with that, and also from Montegraff, putting his two cents into what's up with Alex Jones. It's really disgusting. It really is disgusting. So, look, Alex woke me up. I'm not gonna lie, Alex woke me up. Alex starts to, these people set up a protest. They invited Alex. Alex refused. And, oh my goodness, hold on. Yes. Hey, I'm doing the show, sweetie. So feel free and listen if you're on. Okay. So yeah, Alex was invited to this protest. Alex was invited to speak. He got the due respect he's entitled to for exposing 9/11, for exposing the New World Order, for coming out with some information. But for some reason, he's been acting very strange and very, I'm not jumping to conclusions, but his behavior has been off. And unfortunately, look, you can't be stomping over someone else's activism saying, oh, I'm more important than you. You don't know what you're doing. Well, then work with them and teach them. You can't be the only activist in the world. It ain't gonna work. The best way to fight is to teach people how to do it. I'm willing to help anyone do shit. It's like, look, this is how you do it. This is how you get into it. This is why you research. This is what you do. If I was Alex, I would actually be putting out DVDs on how to do shit. I'll be putting out DVDs on how to do things, how to start your own InfoWar. I mean, of course, it's going to be very basic because people are going to have to adapt their strategies, depending on what they do. But at least teach people how to think on This is not something you can't be a glory hog. And I think he's doing it because, if people start acting more like Alex, and start doing things for themselves and start making, it's gonna hurt his empire. He's doing this full time. He's making money doing this. You know, it's something, you really gotta do this yourself. You really gotta rely on yourself. And, I started getting comments when I posted this article. It's like, oh, well, Alex has done a lot for the movement. Alex is, yeah, and? He's done a lot, really? How much closer are we to liberty? I mean, Alex wouldn't have done it himself. Alex couldn't have done this without us. Really, if it wasn't for us making the decision ourselves and standing up and saying, you know what? This man is right. I'm going to follow his example. I am going to do things. I am going to evolve. I am going to come up with my own tactics. I'm going to do my own thing. I'm gonna freestyle. I'm gonna come out with movies. I'm gonna make music. I'm gonna do comedy. I'm gonna freaking make people aware. I'm gonna make black and white fact sheets. I'm gonna make them. I'm gonna take classes in advertising so that way, it makes what I have to say pop. I'm going to do things. I am going to use the very weapons that the New World Order uses against us to spread the truth, spread honesty, open the doors and get other people involved. Let them become innovators in spreading this. But it seems to me that people like Alex and Luke are not for innovation. They're not for innovation of this movement. They're all for me, 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 me. Look what I'm doing. Look what I do. Look at this. Look at that. Look at that. They're not saying, hey, you can do what I do. You can do what I do. This is how you do it. No. No, because you know how I know that? Because when my co-host tried to have a 9/11 event on the same day Luke was having a 9/11 event, my co-host got a call from Luke Rakowski himself saying, hey, why are you trying to destroy my movement? Why are you trying to destroy my show? Why are you trying to take people away from me? Not from the group, not from the event, from me. That's what Luke Rakowski did. That's what Luke Rakowski said. And that's not what this movement is about. I'm willing to help people. I'm like, look, you want to start your own radio show? All right, this is how I did it. This is what you do. It's easy. You know? And look, and no, and you know, me to confront him again, and me to the, you know, people are such sheeple, they think I'm COINTELPRO. When I'm saying, Luke is not the way, this is the way. Guess what? And no one thinks deep. No one wants to take the time. That's the thing. No one wants to take the time. They just want to give you a label, they believe their own bullshit, and move on, even though you might have proof to the contrary of what they say about you. Oh, I think you're a fed because you attack the money. No, COINTELPRO fucking starts the fucking movement. COINTELPRO are the leaders. COINTELPRO are the people that smack down people with real ideas. COINTELPRO are the people that hide, the people that try to discourage other people. You know, I'm a fucking cheerleader, dude. I cheerlead. I'm like, yo, let's do this. Come on, let's do this. You think when I go to Jersey to freaking help out my co-host, I take shit over? No. I become the support role. I support him. I support what he does. I make sure shit, I got his back. I'm trying hard. I'm not trying to take the glory. I'd rather be behind the camera doing shit. You know, the best place for me is not to be seen, but since I have to freaking be seen to freaking show people, give people an example on what to do, and, you know, even though I'm kind of like a punk rock, I fucking laugh at the New World Order, I make jokes, I work blue. Oh my goodness, you shouldn't curse, you shouldn't, why the fuck not? These people are not answering. Okay, hold on, we got another call. Hey, Justin.
I make jokes.
What up, Louie?
Hey, what's up? Yeah, you want to lower the thing there?
Yeah. I'm just actually there we go, doing something here. Listen to your show, and I'm enjoying the rant that you got going on there.
Yeah, so what you think, man? What are your thoughts?
Off. Hold on.
Alrighty. Now we're just doing the show, you know. Don't worry, take your time. Take your time. Don't worry. I'm just doing a show here. Don't worry. Got Justin.
All right, now we can do this.
Yes.
Yes, Lord Jesus Christ.
Lord.
So what you? So yeah, you're exactly right with your point there, where people want to be lazy and not look for it themselves. We lost individual thought. That's really what's going on here. We depend on everyone else to show us the way, and we create idols. I mean, the one thing I think I take cherish from the Bible is not to create idols.
Exactly.
You know, people out there, you know, I'm founder of this silly ghost group in Northern Illinois, and I deal with the same exact thing, where you have groups and internet shows that don't help or even offer solutions. They just comment on everything.
Right.
And I can give people, I can actually do a whole show. I can make probably one documentary giving the right info and the right people to help me create it to explain everything to them. It's not that hard to go and look for this information yourself. It really isn't. All it takes is your time, obviously, as you stated before. It just takes time to go and look at it. I'll have people come up and ask me about certain things, and I may clearly state some of the obvious things to them, and they'll totally just overlook it because they want to hear what they want to hear, or they're hoping to hear what they want to hear, you know, or things like that. And I'm just trying to give them the basic information. It's just the way society is with everything that we do. One movement to another, it's how we have to fix us individually. That's the problem. It's us individually. And it comes right back. Individual adult, self-sufficiency, no matter what way we look at it.
Yeah, I know. We can't be relying on, like, look, I give Alex Jones his props. He woke me up. Exactly. But the thing is, I wouldn't have woken up if I wasn't questioning to begin with.
Already. Exactly.
There's no first.
Let's Jesus was the first. How about that? You know, let Buddha was the first. You know, the question things that people want to put people on pedestals. Yeah. I mean, it really do. You can't really draw a line to that or point the finger at all.
Yeah. I mean, really, if it wasn't for the fact that I snapped my knee in half and I all of a sudden, in fact, you know what? You want to know what ultimately woke me up?
Cool.
WTC7.net. That's what woke me up because I remember seeing that sticker on a light pole in New York City. In fact, if you really want to break it down, the person that stuck that sticker on that light pole and me happening to look at it, which stuck in the back of my mind until I had the time to really start thinking, hey, how come it's taking so long to catch Osama bin Laden?
And exactly. That's a good point. That's a good point.
So then you start thinking, all right, oh, and from there I found out about Alex Jones, and from Alex Jones I found out about Loose Change. From Loose Change I found out about We Are Change. And I started doing my own research. I started thinking. I started doing this. So, I mean, really, whoever stuck that sticker on that light pole, thank you for waking me up.
Exactly.
So really, it you know, but these people are important. But if it wasn't for the fact that I was already open-minded, already questioning.
Exactly.
I wouldn't be here.
Yeah. None of this would be here. I mean, it's true. We have a community. We have people who are interested in this alternative information, truth seekers, whatever that may be, and whatever truths they're trying to find. But no matter what, it's all about applying. They're not applying. Or they're not implying what they're doing. They are just applying. They're just applying this truth, whatever truth that it may be, and not totally understanding what even that truth is. And they're just following it blindly, when really, just truth is all about fairness, one way or another.
Exactly. I mean, and look, if you really want to get into, like, maybe I could be considered paranoid for thinking this. But again, COINTELPRO are the ones that start the movements. Who's to say just because they're talking what I, you know, about what I agree with, like when it comes to the New World Order, 9/11 being an inside job, the bankers robbing stuff, who's to say that they're not the ones who have been installed?
Exactly.
You need to be careful. And I mean, and even then, if I wasn't, I wouldn't have started to question if someone else didn't, if I wasn't willing to start questioning, if I wasn't open-minded, and someone else didn't say, hey, Louie, can you ask Luke about the finances?
Uh-huh.
And then seeing how Luke reacted when I started pressing him, and then seeing how everyone else started backing away from me, including the person that asked me to back them up, Heather Maestro. girlfriend of Manny Badillo, who I really question his, I question his status of being a victim family member.
Wow.
I question him, and he can call me and curse me out like he's done before. That's a subject for something else. But I know the dirt. I know people's dirt. I don't even know why they continue threatening me. I don't know why.
It's for the show, my friend. It's for all the entertainment, because that's really what it comes down to. We are in a society where we just want to be entertained. Yeah. And where we go into these little thoughts, your show, my website, your website, Alex and everyone out there is just living vicariously. The real proactiveness is actually getting out there on a daily basis, questioning it, and dealing with the crap that you're going to get back from it, no matter what, and pointing out those things. Yeah. If you're always going to be hiding, then that's questionable. Everything's always questionable if you're always willing to hide or if you're willing to turn the subject. But if you're willing to face things on, no matter what, that's the real proactiveness you need.
I mean, I don't know if you saw the video of me, you know, me and two other guys just messing with UN security.
No, I did not see this.
Yeah, there's a, you know, I have a video just messing with UN security. I'm coming out with videos, you know, attacking real issues. Yeah, I'm not going after politicians yet, but you know, you gotta make some groundwork here. You can't be
exactly.
You gotta start exposing the little shit. You gotta work your way up. You know, I know the popular saying is, oh, well, you know, the New World Order, they built their pyramid from the bottom top. We got to take it down from the top bottom.
The way I see it is, you always need a base no matter what way you're looking at it. Yeah. Your feet are a base. A house has a foundation. And the only way you're going to build a foundation that's concrete, that's enough, is you yourself truly trust in it. No matter, even if you disagree with yourself, at one point in that doubt, you're going to find the true answer no matter what. And it has to be you, first of all, individual, you looking at these situations, these scenarios, and coming down with it and looking at all these different aspects upon each scenario and really looking at it. Because if you're just looking at it through one aspect, which is yourself, or any other way that you've been brought up, any other way that we've been taught to look at, you're just living your life blindly as that.
Exactly.
Exactly. And that rant.
Yeah, well, no, exactly. I mean, and you know, people need to stop. And look, this is starting to get popular, because this is not the first time I hear people complaining about Alex Jones and him possibly being a perp himself. This is starting to get louder, and look at the way he's acting. He's acting like a prima donna.
Yeah,
I mean, he's acting like, "Oh, I'm the only activist. You don't know what you're doing, really." That's a pretty fucking
bold, nutsy,
yeah,
bold,
conceited thing to say to somebody.
Exactly.
It's like, oh, so you're better. So you're implying that you're better than me, Alex.
Exactly.
They invited him to speak. He refused just to show up and show them up. I mean, what?
Exactly.
It's like, wait, you mean you came over just to take it over so that way you can so that way you can look good? I mean, come on, dude. You know, if I had the influence that he did, I'll probably be chatting like a motherfucker. But, you know, I'd be trying to help people, you know.
Well,
you know,
once again, it comes back down to the whole idols thing and the aspect of looking at everything. And people, when I post Alex Jones videos or any other video, I'll even post Glenn Beck videos or anything like that, as long as there's a point being made. And I will state, you know, in my post of whatever it may be, stating that I wouldn't trust Glenn Beck, but this point is fact. You know, this point is something you need to look at. And with that, no matter what he does, it's all about the information. It's not the man. It's the information that he's bringing. Judge the information.
Exactly. Exactly. You know, I mean, even though Glenn Beck, he says some pretty crappy things about truthers trying to kill the president.
Exactly.
He's like, wait, what?
Exactly. I would rather listen to, obviously, over Alex Jones over Glenn Beck any day, no matter what I look at it. But, you know, all these are different aspects. No matter what, he's in the media. He's trying to push a certain aspect. And that part of aspect's a part of an agenda, one way or another. You know, that information is not totally false, and it's not totally valid until we look at it.
Mm-hmm. That is true. That is true. I mean, look, I don't know, for the record, what Von Braun did at the Jewish Holocaust Museum, despicable. I renounce the actions of Von Braun. I don't see him as a real truther, because a real truther would not result to violence and do anything like that. You know, I'm not saying that there's no truthers out there that are unstable or instable. What's that word? Unstable?
Unstable.
Unstable, there you go. You know, there are a lot of truthers out there. There are a lot of people out there that are unstable. But you know what? You're going to get real nutcases wherever.
Exactly.
You're going to find nutcases in religion. You're going to find nutcases, you know, in corporate America. You're going to find nutcases everywhere. But of course, since we're labeled conspiracy theorists in that negative common tone, in that negative sense, they're like, oh, well, you know, that means they're all crazy. No.
Exactly.
Especially since we're being proven right, especially with the way this government is going, with the way this country is going, the way this world is going. We're being proven right every day. Like, oh, snap, they've been saying this for years and it's coming true.
Hey, not even that. Let's just look at the Roman Empire. Mm-hmm. You know, let's just look at each. I mean, it's already happened. It's already happened. No matter what way we look at it, it's happened. It's happening again. History shows it. And we're still not prepared for it. We still got to go through these. It's like you have to get your ass kicked in order to learn how to fight. You know, it really what it comes down to in some aspects. As sad as that may be, that's how it really comes down to.
Well, yeah, that's. Hey, when I first got my ass kicked, that's when, like, okay, it's time to learn how to kick some ass.
Exactly.
Okay. Oh, I got punched. I don't like how that feels. I think I'm going to learn how to kick some ass now.
Exactly.
You know.
Like, and face that big black man, you know?
Well, you know. In my case, it was just a big ass Dominican. So, same difference.
Yeah.
So, oh, man.
That's the way it goes. It's what we're living in right now is everyone, they want to point the fingers. Everyone wants to decide, you know, worry about creating martyrs and this and that when it really comes down to is us, no matter what. Individually. Once we do it individually, then we could do it as a society. Yeah. Just like if, let's, I'm just going to throw this out there. This is probably a little bit off tangent, but let's say we did go through a new world order. The main problem that I'm going to mention right now in my perspective is just the corporate interest and the idea of how every human being is some kind of margin, some kind of profit, some kind of statistic. And that's the problem when it comes to the new world order. Now, if it was a new world order that started in America or South America, or whatever, a society that they supposedly want everyone to work well in, then I can believe in a new world order. But that hasn't happened yet. If it's going to freaking take us to be pushed into it, I believe that's not the right way to do it. And that's what's happening right now.
In fact, there is this thing that is being started. It's called an individual succession from society.
Mm-hmm.
Meaning you do not trust, since the new world order is going to be doing their thing, you start doing more stuff for yourself. You start, maybe you move out of the city. Maybe you start growing your own food. Maybe you start,
exactly.
You start taking responsibility for yourself. You start not adding money to the machine.
Exactly.
Because that's what they do. They add money to the machine.
It makes the consumerist. The thing is that once again, the machine, the profitability of everything, the majority of our living was to feed off the land. It wasn't until the last 500 years of society from now, 500 years ago, where we developed all sorts of different technologies that advanced us in all different many ways that really changed our way of doing things. But since we did that, we strayed away from the individual because we started worrying about the self, or I mean, sorry, we started worrying about the mass, you know, society, what can we do with each other with this technology and so on. And then we got lazy because we depended on technology. Then we depended on this. And then we depended on a system to manipulate and regulate everything that we're doing, which is fine and dandy, but we depended too much on it.
Exactly. Exactly.
We're not back down to farming our own fields. Even I would be happy, and I know this is possible. It's just a matter of things working out society. Even if we worked 5 days a week and we only worked 6 hours a day, 4 hours a day, and then go off and go to your garden, that would cure half of our problems, because the majority of our problem for working and money is to survive, is to have food.
Exactly.
If we did that all ourselves, of course it would shock the whole world, but imagine a world where the majority of people can go home and create their own food and still go to work, still be that video game operator or that video game creator, still be that construction worker. But it wouldn't matter if we're self-sufficient. It wouldn't matter how many hours we work, because as long as we had enough for us to go, it wouldn't matter what the next year would bring and what kind of profits we need to make. Ah, there's an idea, 2010.
Yeah, do shit for yourself. Stop being fucking lazy, you know?
Exactly. It's we're like, moving.
You know, I'm trying to get myself healthy. I'm going to get the fuck out of the city. Out of the city here. I mean, look, you can't live like this anymore, you know? It's really,
it's unhealthy.
It's unhealthy. It's unhealthy, you know? You really,
And the only reason why we have cities is so are we closer to make more money. That's the only reason why we have cities, so we can be closer to where we make more money at. And not that cities are bad. Maybe people like to live, but we have a whole freaking world where we can go. But the problem with going anywhere is dictated by prices and fees and taxes and making sure someone gets theirs.
And trust me, I'm a city boy. I love New York City, man. I love what is here. I hate the politicians here, though.
Mm-hmm.
I really do. You know, I hate what they're doing here. I hate the fact that our city comptroller, the accountant of the city, is in league with Acorn.
Oh, great.
So, yeah, and that's well known. In fact, in my neighborhood, he had a campaign office, and guess who was there? Acorn, and they were passing each other weed. Bags of weed. Not that weed is bad, mind you. Weed is not bad. But
where was this party at?
Yeah, dude, I wish I had a camera. I wish I had a video camera then. Because I would have filmed this shit, and it would have been shit, man. I'm, like, pissed off. I mean, that's why I got me, like, a little flip cam now. So that, and I carry it around with me whenever I go out. It's a little flip cam. It's in my pocket. You know, it's that, so I just flip it out, flip the switch. Oh, I got you.
Exactly. That's what I do. I got everything with me. Digital recorders. And I mean, the main reason is obviously because I do what I do. But overall, dealing with this and researching and getting involved with things and doing this on this quote-unquote.
Yeah, we got another caller. Non-member, oh, what's
bring
up?
Bring it on.
Hey, non-member. If you called in and you hear, you are now unmuted. Who the hell? If you called the talk show, the Crotch Out Radio Show, hi, you're on live. Yo, say something.
I don't think we got him.
Yeah, no, he's up. Yeah. Okay, I'm going to mute you and I'm going to unmute you so that way you know it's you, okay? You are now unmuted. Hello? And he'll say something. They'll say something whenever they're ready. It's like, this shit that kills me. It's like people worship people too much. It's ridiculous. It's freaking ridiculous. It's,
Look at America is based off our entertainment. We idolize actors. Yeah. We idolize football players, and we have teachers and all sorts of different people making less than what an actor or a football player or a sports guy would make. And this is the problem, is because of that.
Yeah, look.
That's in front of us.
I don't want to knock any baseball players or any baseball fans, but I remember going to church, one of the people that were speaking, they were like, we have these guys that are getting paid billions and millions of dollars to play hopscotch. Hopscotch is all it is. It's hopscotch. It's not important. It really isn't. Being able to hit a ball is really not a skill. It's not a skill that really means anything. And you're getting paid millions of dollars to play.
Exactly. You know what? I play the game of life every day, and I take risks all the time. Yeah. And I probably get hurt just as bad as some of those football players and baseball players. Probably not some torn ligaments, but I've been pretty beat around. This body's gone through some different things, and yet I'm still making my money, my small amount of money.
Yeah. Well, I mean, look, you got to do what you got to do.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Too much idolizing. That's when it comes down to. But like you said, it's starting to grow. People are starting to realize certain things going on. It's just a matter of people keep perpetuating this thought, you know, because it's just right now, certain things are like trends. You know, the truth movement for some people is a trend. I mean, think of what age we're in. We're in the college age. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
And think what happens with each college age. We all become yuppies. We all fall into the system if we don't actually stick to our guns. And that's the problem. We're in an age right now where information and everything brings it to the mass to make it much faster of a trend. And just because of that, it could be much faster out of it.
Yeah, if we don't Yeah. I mean, look, we use the internet, we use the technology that comes out as a weapon.
Exactly.
You know, it's people got cell phones that, you know, you could go on the internet real fast. Like if you were at home, you could there's this website that you could get a cell phone, which I can't wait. I'm gonna be getting me a BlackBerry because Boost Mobile, which I hope they sponsor the show because I love Boost Mobile. So if you're listening, you know, get the Boost Mobile unlimited plan. You know, you get a BlackBerry, $60 a month. Hell, you know what I'm gonna do with that? I'm gonna get the BlackBerry, and I'm gonna be able to get on this website called Quick, QUK, and with the fast internet connection I'm gonna get, I'm actually gonna be able to film shit live.
Wow.
You know, you just download this application and boom, and they also have it for the iPhone too, but you know, I don't wanna be a follower.
I got a BlackBerry. I think it's one of the best damn phones I've ever had.
Yeah, so yeah, if you have unlimited internet, you could go on QIK.com, and actually you could actually start a show there, and you know, so you start filming shit live, and it gets other people could watch you doing crap live. In fact, as soon as I get that, I'm gonna start another show, you know, patrolling my neighborhood neighborhood watch with Louis B.
I like this.
So I mean, hey, so get so stay tuned. As soon as I get that Quick, oh shit, people are gonna get exposed. But till then I just got the camera, and yeah, so Neighborhood Watch with Louis B.
I like that.
Yes. It's gonna be hilarious. It's gonna be hilarious.
Wally, Louie, I'm gonna jump off this. I'll probably be listening. I may jump back on.
Alrighty. So I mean, yeah, we're gonna be doing another 30 minutes left of the show. Justin, thanks for coming on. If you want, you know, you always got a invitation to come on. You know, if you want to come on again today, feel free. But definitely check them out. MySpace.com/LakeCountyGhostHunters. That's MySpace.com/LakeCountyGhostHunters. When's your show on? I'm always missing it.
We've been on hiatus because I've been trying to organize a lot of different things and redo the show. Just tighten some things up and organize some other things. So most likely you'll probably catch it in February coming up here, usually Tuesdays and Fridays.
Right.
Tuesdays between 8 to 10 p.m. Central, and Fridays 11 to 1 a.m. Central.
Damn.
And, of course, we're getting a website up. We're going to create a network page, which your show will be linked on there as soon as we get everything going.
Very good.
And as of right now, our domain name is LCGHresearchgroup.org, and you can always find everything else out there.
Yeah, and if anybody wants to listen to them, to their past shows, definitely check them out, crotchoutradio.com/friends. Just scroll down, you'll see their player from
Blog Talk.
From Blog Talk, where I was kicked off. Because apparently you can't say niggas. You can't say niggas. You can't say niggas and you can't talk about 9/11 truth on Blog Talk Radio. I don't know how you guys are getting away with it. I know when I was freaking covering a street action, that shit got, as soon as I got home, that thing got taken off real fast.
Yeah, and the worst part is, since it's been taken over by Fox, I believe, it's just been nothing but problems since. I don't even have a chat anymore. I can't even do chat on my own show. So I'm trying to find out, I don't know if it's a Mac thing or whatever. It's just been a mess. And I tried to get a hold of the Blog Talk. I tried to get a hold of the people with the chat. And they seriously don't know what's going on. It's just been a freaking mess. And so I'm looking at other ways to do the show. Like I said, we're going to keep with the Blog Talk until we get things rolling. And we cover a lot of topics. So blogtalkradio.com/LCGH or catch us right on Louis' website.
Yeah, so yeah, there you go. That's definitely, and also subscribe to them. I mean, are you guys on iTunes?
No. I know we've downloaded it from iTunes, but I don't think it's exactly on iTunes. So eventually, as soon as I get my tech guy or how I get that on there.
It's easy. You just go through the iTunes store. I mean, uh-huh. I did it through Zune and Zencast. You just get your RSS feed. I suggest putting it through Feedburner, so that way you got one feed, and then, you know, it's an easy feed, so that way you can get some analytics on it.
So
through Feedburner, and then you go to iTunes, the store, and you're gonna have to do it through their software, of course. The same thing with Zune, you have to do it through their software. And submit your RSS feed. It might take a week for them to like approve it. Zencast the same way, and boom, you're getting downloads. You know, this just makes it easier for people to find you. You know,
hey, we're gonna be expanding. So thanks for the note there, Louis.
Mm-hmm. All right, man.
Head out.
Latest. Anyways, later. We're gonna take a quick break. This is the Crotch Shop Radio Show, kicking the issues in the balls. This segment of the Crotch Shot Radio Show was sponsored by No Sweat, 100% union made apparel. Just check them out. Go to thecrotchshotradioshow.com and click the top banner. That is No Sweat Apparel. When you go there, tell them the Crotch Shot Radio Show sent you.
Would you consider that torture?
Absolutely torture.
You do?
Absolutely. I mean, that's drowning.
Independent voters are now the biggest proportion of our electorate.
This is going to be a public relations, trust your government and your health officials public campaign.
Smashing through the left-right paradigm, it's the Crotch Shot Radio Show, where we kick the issues in the balls. Listen live at TalkShoe and check out our blog at www.crotchshotradio.com.
When you visit the Crotch Shot Radio Show website, please make it a habit to click on two or three of the small Google ads. Google pays Crotch Shot Radio a few cents per click-through. We know that Google is a mainstream outlet, but we are using their tools in order to spread the truth. Please visit CrotchShotRadio.com every day.
Are you tired of all the bullshit in the world? The time for political correctness is over. Listen to the Crotch Shot Radio Show, hosted by Louis B. with Betty Carnero and Enemy Combatant, live Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 5 p.m. Eastern on CrotchShotRadio.com.
Delivery.com, the website that provides fast and easy online ordering from restaurants and caterers in your neighborhood. Some of the benefits of Delivery.com: save money with exclusive restaurant specials. No more busy singers waiting on hold or rummaging through piles of menus. Discover new restaurants and merchants in your neighborhood. Earn points on every order, which you can redeem for prizes. Sign up today. Place an order with Delivery.com today and get 1,000 free delivery points. And exclusively for Crotch Shot Radio Show listeners, enter promo code TCSR69 for an additional 2,000 bonus points. Only from Delivery.com.
Believe it or not, you could get a professional custom logo designed for under $50. Logo Nerds provides small businesses affordable logos custom made to your specifications. And satisfaction is always guaranteed. The Logo Nerds banner on CrutchShotRadio.com and get a logo done for $27.
1, 2, ready, go.
Obama, 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 Obama,
Obama, Obama, Obama, Obama,
Obama, Obama, he's Barack Obama, he's out to save the day.
This is Glenn Z. Are you sick and tired of all the mindless Obama worship in the mainstream media? If so, please consider visiting my website, www.wearechangenewjersey.org.
Truth Brigade Radio, live Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 p.m. Central, only on AmericanFreedomRadio.com.
Listen to Time for Hemp, hosted by Casper Leach, on Tuesdays and Thursdays, 5 to 7 p.m. Central, only on AmericanFreedomRadio.com. Oh, shit.
Rise of the robots, portrait comes to new American insurgent, battle and shake the foundations of the world order, assembly line, consent, resist, refuse, inform, create, direct, love, wants to the trenches, suit up.
Woo! Welcome back to the Crutch Shot Radio Show, where we kick the issues in the balls. Oops. Yeah, fuck that one up. what we've been doing is we got upcoming show tonight at 8 p.m. Eastern. 20 Keys to Overcoming Chronic Fatigue and Becoming a High Energy Dynamo with Dr. Dave Klein on Truth Brigade Radio tonight on American Freedom Radio. Oh, poor Dave. Dave's still upset. Oh my God. Stay away from Dave. Dave, for some of you that don't know Dave Klein, he treated my wife, and he turned her into freaking Chewbacca, so here's the call.
Hello, this is Dave Klein.
Alright, Dave, look, I got a bone to pick with you. My wife was just there, last week, and I don't know what you did to her, but now she's growing hair on her chest.
Who is this, and what are you talking about?
What do you mean, what am I talking about? No, you don't need to know who this is, but you treated my wife.
I don't treat anybody. I don't know what you're talking about. I haven't seen
you. You don't know
anybody.
What I'm about? Look, you call yourself a doctor? Come on. Don't be bullshitting me. Yo, you're going to get arrested.
You're calling the wrong number. I didn't see your wife. I don't know what you're talking about.
What the fuck is your problem? Don't be getting loud with me. I'll go over there where you're at and slap the shit out of you.
You're calling the wrong person. I didn't see your wife.
I will fucking Mr. Miyagi my foot up in your ass. Don't come at me like that.
Watch your fucking tone. I didn't see anybody last week.
You don't see it. You don't see anybody. You say you don't treat nobody yet. You want to know who my wife is? What the fuck are you trying to do? I ain't stupid.
Poor Dave. Poor Dave. Oh my God. Poor Dave. I'm such a badass. Oh my God. We got 30 minutes left to the show. What else we got here? Oh, let's see what else we got here. Talked about, Obama's the same as Bush, you know, he's Bush light. We talked about WikiLeaks, we talked about how to donate, we talked about how you don't have no rights in the UK, so you're gonna get scanned. We talked about Alex Jones and how to, you know, be for yourself. This is an article written by Glenn Zarmanoff, my co-host, on behalf of WeAreChangeNewJersey.org. Greenhouse gases such as carbon dioxide are blamed by many scientists for rising world temperatures. recent developments billed Climategate by the media cast doubt on the reality of global warming. Some say it's just a hoax designed to transfer wealth from the private sector to the federal government and from there on to a private world government run by none other than the banksters who run the whole globe and have been running it via central banking for centuries. There is a conflict of interest if the people selling carbon credits are the same ones foisting the mythology of global warming upon the masses. In this article by the Associated Press, it is revealed that the Rothschild Bank stands to gain from investing in carbon markets it creates. Rothschild E3 launched Carbon Credit Investment Fund at planettark.org, as it was reported there. Built as the first of its kind in the Asia-Pacific region and soon to be followed by other similar private investment vehicles, the Carbon Ring Consortium seeks to raise $2 million with individual investors obliged to pay $100,000. With recent developments in international climate change policy, the question is no longer if, but when the global carbon trading market will emerge, as said Richard Martin, Chief Executive Officer of Rothschild Australia. The investment bank said it was estimated that the global carbon trading market could be worth up to $150 billion by 2012. Just as dangerous as allowing investment bankers to tax what we exhale and what plants breathe, CO2, a necessary component of life, many of the proposed solutions to anthropogenic global warming are worse than supposed problems itself. Just consider the possibilities of geoengineering the weather and all of the unintended consequences. With all the truly devastating environmental problems out there, like genetic engineering of crops and toxic waste dumping, the governments of the world have decided in order to fix its previous effects on nature, humanity must interfere with it even more. In this article, scientists propose blocking out the sun, a concept satirically portrayed in an episode of The Simpsons when, if you remember, they killed Who Shot Mr. Burns, you know. That episode. Climate scientists convene in global geoengineering. Meeting in California in March will discuss possible field trials or schemes that would tackle climate change. Christy, I'm doing the show! Oh, wait, that's not you. Oops. Have fun, left. There you go. He saw the video. Yeah, I'm doing the show. I'm yelling at Christy. Somebody's messaging me. It wasn't Christy. I'm a schmuck. Sorry, Christy. There we go. The Swedish Society for Nature Conservation recently described geoengineering an act of geopiracy and warned that the world runs a serious risk of choosing solutions that turn out to be new global problems. However, some geoengineering techniques are already being used on a large scale. The Chinese government is thought to use cloud seeding on a regular basis to encourage precipitation in areas hit by drought. Here's another Guardian article. Geoengineering, radical ideas to combat global warming. Not everyone is so unequivocally positive, however, including Stephen Schneider of Stanford University. In an overall assessment of the geoengineering challenge, he notes that critics ask whether it is socially feasible to expect the many centuries of international political stability and cooperation that would be needed to operate global-scale schemes. He adds that the potential also exists for conflicts between nations if geoengineering projects go wrong. Some of the most extreme ideas for climate engineering involve reducing the sunlight falling on the Earth's surface as a way to offset the increase in temperature caused by greenhouse gas emissions. Caladia calculates that reflecting just 2% of the sun's light from the right places on Earth, mainly the Arctic, would be enough to counteract the global warming effect from doubling of carbon dioxide in the atmosphere. One approach is to insert scatterers into the stratosphere. Caldera cites an idea to deploy jumbo jets into the upper atmosphere and deposit clouds of tiny particles there, such as sulfur dioxide, dispensing around 1 millitons of sulfur dioxide per year, according to 10 square kilometers of atmosphere would be enough to reflect away sufficient amounts of sunlight. An idea further into the realms of the fantastic involved using shiny spacecrafts to block sunlight. Scientists have suggested launching a constellation of free-flying craft that would sit between the sun and the Earth, forming a cylindrical cloud around half of the Earth's diameter and 10 times longer, approximately 10% of the sunlight passing through the 60,000-mile length of cloud, pointing likewise between Earth and the sun, would be diverted away from the Earth, which would uniformly reduce sunlight over the Earth by approximately 2%, writes Stephen Schneider of Stanford University. This cost would be a dazzling $100 billion a year. The same paper follows. Extremely risky action, the only way to tackle global warming, says scientists. Geoengineering better than doing nothing, and fake clouds among the ideas in the Royal Society papers. So, yeah, we got that. They wanna geoengineer shit. They wanna take over. Oh, shit, Chrissy's listening? Is she listening? She is listening. Oh, crap. She heard me yell at her for no reason. I'm a douche. I really am. I yelled at her for absolutely jack for no reason at all. Thought it was her fucking with me. I'm an ass. I really did. And it wasn't her. It was Justin. It's like, I'm doing a show! She said, Yes, I did. You're a douche. Yeah, laughing at you. Why are you laughing at me? Why don't you laugh with me? Why you got me? You're a douche. I refuse to be alone with my doucheness. It's like, So yeah, we're geoengineering the planet because now we're attacking the sun. Yes, the sun has gotten hotter. And of course they're going to use that truth that the sun gets hotter and it's naturally warmer because of the sun and combat real environmental issues like, hey, how's about we stop harpooning whales? How's about we stop the Japs from killing whales? Well, let's worry about that. How's about we start attacking real environmental issues like, oh, how come we're making all this toxic waste? Maybe we should change the way we manufacture shit so that way we're not producing toxic waste. I think we have the technology out there, you know, to at least reduce it and make safe biodegradable shit out of, I don't know, hemp. Yeah, kill babies, save whales. Yeah, you know what? Kill the babies. Peace and love. So, you know, it's like, come on. That's a real environmental issue. I think some shit would happen if we didn't have any whales. It's for the children. It's for the children to kill the whales. How's about we, you know, and really, I actually was listening to this, I was listening to Rush Limbaugh today. And, in fact, let me see if I can find the article. Anti-abortion Super Bowl. Ah, here it is. There's an anti-abortion ad that's gonna be set to air during the Super Bowl. Tim Tebow, Super Bowl ad anti-abortion commercial to air. He was the first sophomore in history to win a Heisman Trophy. He was the first college football player both to rush and pass for 20 touchdowns in a season. Last year, he led his college team to the Florida Gators to their second national championship in 3 years. At 6'3" and 240 pounds, Tim Tebow may go down in history as the greatest college football player who ever lived. And to think none of that would have happened if not for a decision his mother made nearly 23 years ago. That is, that's the message of a controversial new ad starring Tebow and his mother Pam, paid for by the conservative Christian group Focus on the Family. And the ad tells the story of Bob and Pam Tebow, who was pregnant with their fifth child when the couple traveled to the Philippines on a missionary trip. While there, Pam contracted an ambient dysentery, and the medicines used for her recovery threatened her unborn fetus. Doctors advised her to abort the fetus. Pam ignored their advice and gave birth on August 14, 1987, to a baby boy. That boy was Tim Tebow. Now, arguably the highest-profile player in college football for the past several years, Tebow cites his mother's decision as a key reason he chose to participate in the Focus on the Family ad, which created a mild uproar after CBS agreed to air it on Super Bowl Sunday. "I know some people won't agree with it," said Tebow on the 32nd ad at a press conference in Mobile, Alabama on Sunday in preparation for next week's Senior Bowl. "But I think they can at least respect that I stand up for what I believe. I've always been very convicted of his views on abortion because that's the reason I'm here, because my mom was a very courageous woman." Tebow was long been open about his strong Christian beliefs and family values. Focus on the Family says the ad will highlight the theme, "Celebrate the Family, Celebrate Life." The spot will mark a departure for the Super Bowl, which draws the largest TV audience every year and usually has commercials featuring dancing lizards or fortune-telling snow globes. The major television networks have previously declined to airing polarizing advocacy ads. In 2004, CBS and its competitors rejected an ad by the United Church of Christ welcoming gays and others who may have felt snubbed by more conservative churches. At the time, CBS was heavily criticized. It says that in recent months, it has run more issue-oriented advertising, such as ones for health care. Gary Schwinnenberger, a spokesperson for Focus on the Family, told ABC News he was puzzled over the controversy surrounding the ad. "There is nothing political or controversial about the spot. It's a personal story about the love between a mother and son," he said. But National Coalition of Women's Groups is calling CBS not to air the ad. Seriously? I mean, look, I know I'm probably going to make the same point as probably Rush Limbaugh, but isn't it a woman's choice? Isn't that what they say? Women have a choice. This woman made the choice not to have an abortion. And the point that Rush Limbaugh said is, you know, really, these groups are not for people choosing life. Abortion really is a eugenics program, because they're all for death of the child. You're a courageous woman only if you kill your child. The doctors, apparently, you know, of course, the woman is still alive, even though they say, "Oh, you're gonna die if you have a child." Oh, guess what? She's still alive. A lot of these doctors do lie, and I know Chris is gonna be like, "You know, this is Nazi medicine. This is Nazi medicine. They're going to lie to kill you so that way they can charge you insurance." Chrissy's gonna stab me in the heart for this. You know, of course you choose life. So there you go. That was my Christie impression. I can't do Christie's voice, obviously. I'm gonna get stabbed for show. For show. It's for the kids. So, I mean, apparently it's wrong if you don't want to kill your kid. what's good is bad, what's bad is good. That's how this society is headed. You can't, you know. And now you can't say, look, you know, hey, the message could be like, look, doctors are wrong. You know? Oh, United Mothers. Yeah, okay, you're a mother. You're not, if you kill your kid, you're not a mother. I'm sorry. Oh, wait, no, oops. National Coalition of Women's Groups. Oh, no, because it's wrong to take responsibility. It's wrong to love your unborn child to the point that, oh, you know what, this kid, you know, he deserves life. No matter what happens to me. Even though she wouldn't have been wrong if she terminated her child. Look, your life is in danger. We got to save your life. And, you know, the baby will die if you, you know, baby's going to die. Either you or the child. I mean, you choose. She wouldn't have been. Nothing, you know. Nothing. But she chose to allow her child to live. And guess what? Oh, snap. She's alive, too. Which means, you know, sometimes doctors lie. Sometimes doctors are wrong. In fact, most of the time, doctors are wrong. So, there you go.
Doctors get that Nazi medicine.
There you go.
I'm Christy. Christy Jarkowski. Truth Brigade Radio. All the guys love me. I'm pretty.
Yes, Christy. Yes.
I'm very pretty. I know I played a dumb blonde, but I'm really smart, and you know, all the guys love me, and I just say no.
Like, why can't, you know, seriously, I don't get this. You know, why can't somebody, you know, why can't someone freaking, just make their own decisions? Okay, well, she chooses life. She didn't choose to kill the child. And now she wants to put out a message. Okay, but you can put out a message on, like, how abortion is good. Or if it wasn't for abortion, this girl wouldn't be able to go to college. Or, you know, she would be having a rape baby. Or, you know, it's also good in case the child, you know, is raped by, you know, incest and shit like that. Or, you know, it's going to be too difficult to raise because it's going to come out retarded to kill the baby. So. Yeah, she...
Fuck you, Louie!
With a smile. That would be incest, Christy. Incest. Ew. Don't. And you're a virgin. You shouldn't be talking like that. See, she's a virgin. She had immaculate conception, in case you didn't know. She's a virgin. In fact, you immaculate conception with Satan, because them kids are always like dating some shit. Oh, man. But anyway, the rest of the story is going to be posted on Crotchop Radio. It's just really fucking ridiculous on how this works out. But I think that's it for the rest of the show. I'd like to thank everyone for listening. Auntie Christie. That's right.
It's the Anti-Christie.
Yeah, definitely check out, go to crotchshotradioshow.com/friends, check out our store, you know, definitely check out our articles, videos, archives, music, events, you know, Modifland, downloads, we got some downloads now, that's new. Like to thank, please click on any Google ads you see, just click on them, please, thank you, helps us out a lot. Like to thank Kev, definitely Kev, love you, Kevy. Kevy's my, you know, I love Kev. Kev is my heart. You know, I believe in him. You know, I'm just kidding. So, with that being said, this has been the Crotchshot Radio Show, saying fuck the New World Order, fuck them hard in the butthole, so that way they bleed and they feel pain. But if you don't, if you refuse to look into what I say, and you just want to call me a conspiracy theorist, and you don't want to at least look into it, and at least have an open mind to look into it, and make and prove me wrong, then fuck you too, I guess. So, yeah. Hope you're all right.